brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's the headline from Bloomberg. Apocalypse angst adds to terrorist threat as rich Russians acquire bunkers. We've got the U.S., the Russians, building giant bunkers for their elites. Private individuals in government building them everywhere, but then telling the public there's no threat, there's no problem. What's going on with the COG system here, and what do you make of the fact that the Russians are expanding their own government bases underground, and the nouveau riche and billionaires over there are building these big deep bunkers for themselves? I mean, I don't think they're building money for nothing. What's coming, Joel?
Well, I have a lot of information about this because I've been a high security architect for some 30 years, and that's what I do in the architectural field is the is design and implement these bunker systems for people. But fortunately, I work for people on the right who are wise enough to see what's coming, that the U.S. is setting us up for war. But let me tell you, in my work around the United States, I have found numerous builders, especially in the Colorado area, telling me that they've just done a bunker complex under various resorts and under private homes, and they're all from ex-CIA, ex-NSA, ex-government people. These people know that something big is coming, and they're building bunker systems underground. And the Russians know it, too. And that's why, despite all the ploy that has been perpetrated on American people after the demise of the Soviet Union, it never went into demise. It was a carefully crafted deception. The Soviets are continuing to build. Look at Yamato Mountain, Yuzinski Mountain. These are huge underground bunker complexes the size of the Washington, D.C. metro area. And our CIA, when the press talks about, what do you think about Yamato Mountain? Oh, we're not worried. It's just defensive. Well, how do you know it's defensive? They've never been in it. And, satellite photos. I've seen the satellite photos. We've got five railroad track lines going into those entrances. You don't see any coal cars going in there. This is not a mining complex. You know, this is where they're building missile factories. They're hiding most of their production, which they intend to bring out, I think, after war starts. But they're clearly, both the Russians and Chinese, building for a time when they can strike the West and then come out on the other side winners in a nuclear
war. By the way, what about all the intel on Germany secretly building up huge weapon systems, just like they did before World War II? Have you gotten that intel?
Well, I'm pretty skeptical of that right now. The only thing that the Germans are doing is preparing in their NATO role to essentially become the military force of the world government. And to that extent, they are building up some forces, but it's not to, you know, because Germany's planning on attacking Europe. They're planning on being, in my opinion, the military force of the New World Order.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are ships, submarines, rapid deployment forces, fighter aircraft. They are really building up as the heart of the EU military.
That's correct. And that's why we're going to see that those forces continue to be used, because NATO needs to practice. The U.S. wants them to be drawn into this. And over time, they want to convince the Europeans that there is a legitimate role. And that's why the German Supreme Court just ruled that, in fact, Parliament could not stop the German forces from rebuilding in their NATO role.
And a lot of this is Obama openly said and put out a public letter. He said his authority to have the U.S. join and lead the NATO attack on Libya was the credibility of the U.N. So Congress isn't even consulted. The credibility of the U.N., that is the precedent for NATO, the army of the U.N., to go in and attack a country and to try to kill its leader, and to be backed by al-Qaeda forces on the ground.
That's right. And what's worse is, you know, I think the long-term goal is not only to capture the oil countries in Africa, to squeeze China just like they squeezed Japan, but I think they're getting America's use to continue a war under the U.N. flag.
Let's talk about that strategy on the other side and closing thoughts on other issues with Joel Skousen straight ahead. We'll get his take on what Israel's doing right now, Libya, you name it.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Segment with Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Joel, I want to pull back here and look at domestic movements. The state of Texas, the House and Senate have passed a law saying that the TSA can't grope you on the outside or inside of your pants, but there was already a law. Cops can't do that unless there's an imminent threat like a gun being shoved down your pants. FBI can't do that. How can the TSA do it? We now have the announcements. They want a no-travel list on trains, then buses. I saw Governor Ridge 8-9 years ago talk about this being the plan, this domestic internal passport. They've got, you know, this has been in since 96, the modern EAS over radio, TV, into all the telecommunications, into the cell phones, under federal regulations and law, October 1st, 2001, to have the president break in or locals break in with text, with videos. I mean, I've been covering this forever because the architecture's been in place. You know, it isn't that the NSA's tapping the phone companies. The NSA paid to have whole floors of their stuff put in. And I've been on record since 96 with this info because it was public. And the last 3 years they've admitted this, you know, tacitly with AT&T and the rest of it. But it appears they're now getting ready to roll out the whole grid with headlines, Google, wants to control your house, and about all the new devices being standardized for government wireless systems to dial in and take control of them, the smart meters. On every front, this system is going into high gear right now with the domestic police state, and I think the timetable's a little quicker than some people have been saying, but what do you make of this announcements of the president's going to be breaking in on your cell phone now and things? Is this getting us ready for the Internet kill switch, which is really a government takeover system?
Well, frankly, I think it takes longer because you're going to have a massive rebellion. You start tampering with the Internet right now unless you have a massive excuse to do so. And that's why I don't think these imminent martial law or taking down of the Internet will occur until there's a major war scenario to justify that. Believe me, I don't have to say this to you. If you know that when you have a major attack going, whether it's Libya or whether it's any of the other, or 9/11 happened, people just lay down and acquiesce to whatever government wants. I think they are prepping people. I think they're getting used to it. Frankly, I wouldn't give 2 cents for any of the 10th Amendment resolutions that any of the states passed. For example, Utah passed it 10 years ago, and yet they have never enforced it once. This is what I've got to say. Has Governor Perry of Texas actually been enforced by arresting a TSA agent and having a confrontation with the feds over this? I think they're bluffing. And I think the Fed will call their bluff just like they are in court now over the various states that have said that weapons are exempt from federal statute.
But the movement's bigger than it was 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
And we, the people, you know, have to move in this direction. Just as the globalists incrementally build, we've got to build towards that. And, I mean, I agree with you that a lot of states are still going to roll over. That's our job as we, the people, to enforce this.
Yeah, I agree. The movement is growing. It's getting bigger. But, boy, I'll tell you, I don't trust these state governors to actually stand up to any of this thing. And I think they'll back down, and so will the state attorney generals. Virginia attorney general is pretty good, though. Cuccinelli, this guy's, I think, the closest to somebody who could really champion this stuff, but I'm not sure he will.
Well, Joel, I agree with you that people like Perry, I mean, Perry's an admitted Bilderberg group globalist all the way, but something else is happening. I have the state rep, Simpson, on last week, who wrote the bill and got it passed, and they groped his wife. They groped his children. They upset him. Miss America up in Dallas, they stuck their hand down her pants. Jesse Ventura, I've been flying with him when they grabbed his genitals, and they were laughing, and they loved having the celebrity there, and he was getting mad going, this is East Germany. It's why I want to leave America. I mean, we went and ate after that because our plane was delayed, and he was literally seething with anger. This is not an act. Ron Paul, they've grabbed his genitals repeatedly. When he flies to Texas, he's very mad. They single him out. This is happening. There's so many prominent people that I think as the tyranny gets hotter and hotter, I think they've gotten to the incremental point where they found the point in the sand where people are getting mad. I mean, it doesn't even matter if you're a globalist. Most of these, you know, people can't afford private jets. Even Dominique Strauss-Kahn was flying on, you know, French Airways. At a certain point, even if you're an insider, somebody sticking their hands down your pants isn't going to cut it.
Well, you know, it's amazing, though, how easy it is to diffuse that just by TSA coming out and saying, oh, we're going to modify this rule. It doesn't matter if they modify it only 2%, as long as they come out and say that. It's amazing what happens when the media, you know, says something like that. It's just like, you know, your guest Stephen Pachenik would say, you can't psyop the American people. That's baloney. You can psyop the American people every day, and they do it every day. You know, as a psychological expert, I can't believe that he'd make a statement that you don't psyop the American people. 9/11 was a psyop.
Well, he's trying to give people confidence, and what he's saying is you can't psyop American people that are thinking. But obviously, when you're swimming in a sea of psyop, obviously the American people, I mean, he said they got away with it on 9/11. I can't believe they're still getting away with it. And in fact, you were telling me during the break, you've got questions for Dr. Pachenik. I'm going to be getting him back on soon to take calls and take questions. What are some questions you've got for him, Joel?
Well, you know, my questions are, first of all, this is the major question. His solution to this, his problem that he sees is our country is under great assault because of Barack Obama and because of George W. Bush. Here's a man who says he respects George H.W. Bush, the arch globalist who mentioned the New World Order numerous times during his speeches. His mentor was Lawrence Eagleburger, who's a globalist. He's talked about advising and working with and having great respect for Brent Scowcroft and Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates. I can't see how a person can 10 years ago have fingered the establishment for 9/11, quoting a general saying 9/11 was an inside job, and not seeing that there was a massive movement behind that inside, dark side of government, and that it's not George Bush and not Barack Obama who were running the show. You can't be as deep inside as Dr. Pijenik says he is and not have seen that there's a dark side establishment. I'd like you to ask him, have you seen that dark side? Is there a conspiracy deep inside government that uses puppets like Obama and George W. Bush who aren't running the show? Have you seen that? I'd like you to see you ask him that.
I will 100% ask him that. Look, I mean, it's completely clear what's going on with Steve Pijenik. When we have him on, it is not an endorsement of everything he says or has done. He is a high-powered insider. He did co-author many of Clancy's books and TV shows, movies. He is big on the International Movie Database. He is this top psychiatrist with these 2 degrees that did write a psychological warfare manual. I look him up, and there's London Telegraph articles about him running the overthrow of, Italian prime ministers. And so the point is, he's an insider who I had on once 9.5 years ago who said Bin Laden's been dead. So obviously we get him back on when they now bring out this Bin Laden thing. And so I don't expect him to be Joel Scales and Ron Paul or Alex Jones. It is what it is. He's an insider here giving us his view on things. And if he came up and worked with Reagan and worked with Bush, it's like Albert Speer, the Hitler's big architect. They said, well, why didn't you know Hitler was bad? And he said, when the devil's got his arm around you, you don't know it. But I'm going to ask him some of those questions when we get him back on with us. I've had him on to cover his Bin Laden angle and the intel he had, not just saying, well, he had kidney failure and all this other stuff and couldn't live in the mountains this long. I mean, that's obvious. That's just a side doctor statement. It's the main issue is he had sources that said he was dead, and I pressed him, tell us who this top general is, and he says, I'm ready to go before a federal grand jury. I didn't even know that was going to happen on the show. It's kind of like we have the D.C. madam on. It doesn't mean everything the D.C. madam is saying and doing, we're endorsing. We're having the D.C. madam on so she can give us information. I said, hon, if you know more info, I wouldn't try to just go to prison. They're going to kill you. And a few months later, they did kill her. And so I told Dr. Pijenik, I said, look, he's a guy from that inside. He's anti-communist. He thinks, it's great all the things they did against the communists. Maybe I should have you pop in if he agrees, but I don't know if he will, I've certainly got your questions written down here to bring up some of those. What do you expect when a big insider comes out and starts whistleblowing? I mean, that's why a lot of whistleblowers don't come out, because people are going to say, well, you come from this system, and so we don't like you or we don't trust you. I think it's a process for people, being a whistleblower to come out. It's kind of like Sybil Edmonds coming out and saying she was breaking down the FBI transcripts of Al-Qaeda being run by the West, and look at all what she went through.
Yeah, but look at the difference, Alec. Look at the difference. She doesn't claim that she's still consulting for government, that they still hire her. Pijenik is claiming that he's still got insider contact. Believe me, if he'd taken this position and really openly pushed it, he wouldn't have been able to stay within government, wouldn't have been able to hire it. He would have been cut off from all of his contact, just like Sybil Edmonds has done. Every true whistleblower has literally been blackballed.
I do believe, in fact, I've talked to him privately, I think he got kicked, lost his, I have to check with him, I believe he lost his fellowship at the CFR. And actually, 9.5 years ago when he came on, this is on record, I talked about it at the time, he called and he said, I'm losing my Pentagon contracts. I got big heat on me right now. Can you take down, in fact, I'll bring this up next time he's on, can you take down the transcript? And I said, sorry, Doc, it's already out. So, he did go through the ringer for it. And I think,
well,
I'm doing more research on him.
At least he said he did, but he's also been saying that he still, works for government.
Well, I think his statement is, Joel, his statement is, and again, I'm not even defending him, I'm putting out what he said, is that he still admires the military, believes they're good people, and he's basically separating corrupt influences of the dark side, as you talk about, with what he's saying. Do you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I do. Let's ask him that and see how he responds.
Okay, I don't want to end on this point, Joel. I want you to be able to say any other points you got about Pechenik. Let's come back to one more segment, because then I want to shift gears with you into this sovereign citizen movement.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
These are good questions for Steve Pechenik, and I'm going to bring them up to him when we get him back on the show. Hopefully later this week. I need to call him back. Called me over the weekend. Very good questions. I think the larger question is, Because the more research I do on Pechenik, actually the more high-powered I find out he is. I just search his name and find all sorts of just incredible stuff going back for decades in major newspapers, what he's done behind the scenes. And obviously he has spoken for the establishment many times and basically been a powerful gopher for them. And my mother thinks that this is some segment of the establishment threatening another segment of the establishment. She said that, and then I had him back on and hadn't really said that, and Pechenik basically said that. I know this is going right in the White House. You better listen. Don't do another false flag. But I will specifically drill down and ask him those questions, and I'm glad that Joel Skelton of World Affairs Brief has brought that up. Joel, any other questions for him when I get him on?
Yeah, I wanted to address that specific threat. I heard that interview where he talks about, you know, don't dare pull another false flag. The American people won't stand for it. And then hinted that the military and intelligence community won't stand for it. Now, look, I've been in government myself and in the military, and I'll tell you, they don't allow real dissenters to stay within the military, the intelligence community. They are all yes men, especially at the highest levels. I just frankly do not believe he knows what he's talking about. And I even question his insider relationship. If he actually with a straight face claims that there is a significant body of intelligence and military people who would rebel against the president, I don't believe it.
Well, we have seen Colin Powell's deputy come out and say that Bush didn't want bin Laden, and we are seeing a lot of people. I mean, we saw Ray McGovern get arrested bringing up the lies about WMDs. You know, talk are being thrown out with Rumsfeld. I mean, Joel.
Yeah, but he's out. Nobody in the office has ever bucked him. It's just like Butch Neal. You know, when PDD 60 came out instructing the MILSA forces, you know, not to absorb a nuclear first strike, which is just suicide. And he didn't say a thing. When he got out of office, he told me, he said, you know, yeah, I said privately, it's, you know, retaliate with what once you take a break? But he didn't come out publicly. I mean, even good people like Butch Neal. So I'm just not very, I just don't think that a person is talking reality when he claims that there's a movement within the American military or intelligence community to buck the establishment of the president. It's more than just the president. There's a powerful establishment that can knock off Vince Foster and anybody else that gets in the way.
Hey, what do you make of this Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation?
Well, you know, these globalists, whether it's the Saudis that go along with the globalists, they're corrupt as can be. They have immunity. They know they can get away with it. But I think you hit on something, which you talked about. It's the fact that here he was threatening Sarkozy, and there is infighting that goes on. There is a leftist element with the globalists in Europe, and there's a pro-American Anglo-American.
And Kahn is the admitted leader of the socialists. Notice,
that's
international
right.
Banker, leader of the socialists. I get these idiot emails going, well, socialists are against the bankers. Oh, really? It's the big bankers that wrote the Communist Manifesto, folks. I mean, they want a central bank and a gradual income tax, public school, I mean, all the things they've set up.
This guy has raped numerous people before, and they're threatening to come out of the woodwork now to add to his charges, even in Europe. So this guy may be just, they may just have put a noose around his neck.
Yeah, I agree. It's not that he didn't do the rape. He's got a long history of this type of behavior. It's that now they're burning him.
Yeah, they're burning him. Sometimes, you know, they have to play like this. I mean, it'll really be telling if they let this guy off. Then you know that he still got the immunity that he was promised, that he made a mistake and they had to cover up, and it took him a while to cover up. But if they burn this guy, it's because they were trying to protect Sarkozy.
Because he's been a good lapdog, for the Anglo-American?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in this Libya thing. I mean, Sarkozy has taken all the hit, you know, for getting NATO back into this Libya thing, even against the wishes of their people. And it's not over yet. I'll tell you, what's interesting about this international scenario is they've engendered all of these Arab revolts around them, but the Arab tyrants are really digging in their heels, and they're not going down easy. They saw what happened to Mubarak, and Libya's digging in, Gaddafi's digging in, and Assad in Syria is really digging in. He wants to do what Bahrain did and beat this rap. And, so I think that even though the globalists started this, they're not going to be able to finish this necessarily as easy as they thought.
We ran out of time on the Sovereign Citizen 60-minute piece. But we're going to be covering that tomorrow, and we've got one of the guys demonized on. Joel Skousen, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be right back, folks, with the demonization of the Patriot Movement. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Go to your calls today, but I spent much of the first hour breaking down the nature of the global elite. At the very top, they're a bunch of psychopathic predators. Then we had the breaking news with the secret weather weapons can kill millions, warns top Russian politician. Then my interview with Skousen went 30 minutes over because it's always so interesting to have his perspective and views here with us. I'm tempted to go back to 4 hours just so I have time to get to calls, but then I'm very close to getting the new TV show up and running. You notice that we've built a new studio. I need to do a final tour for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv. You've seen our new Charlie Rose-style roundtable. We've also got another set and a big green screen. We've gotten in all the different news graphics and things we're having to put together right now. We're in the stages of trying to hire some type of TV director. And then there's the whole capitalization of that. The point is we've come a long way and we couldn't do it without your support. But the biggest, one of the biggest things we've added to the arsenal in the InfoWar is that now every week or two we fly the guys around the country or bring people into Austin to interview them. And then we sometimes spend months adding documents and pieces of legislation and information to the videos. And we've got a two-part series with Charlotte Iserby. Part one is going to be up this week. We've got part two on the Big Skull and Bones, and she's the lady that first released the Skull and Bones documents secretly to Anthony Sutton. We've got even more stuff. Never before seen. Pretty scary stuff to even have this. I'm in a hurry to get it out. We've got that coming out. We've got this Webster Griffin Tarpley video that's done, and it's going to be released next week. If not next week, the week after. It's done. It's hours and hours of it. It's a whole documentary in its own. A trailer, Webster Tarpley and the Elite's Plan for Global Extermination. And he goes deep into all the proof and their quotes and their statements and the planetary dictatorship and how they're going to do it. You want documentation, this doesn't. I mean, this is just, quite frankly, Rob Jacobson has spent off and on 2 months on this video. And they went in and shot every page, every quote, highlighted it, graphics. I mean, it's just off the chart. That is going to be up on PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've now, just in the last year, got over 50 special reports where we fly to Canada, New York, and Florida, and California to bring these special reports. And they're getting more and more informative, more and more really flashy, you know, the graphics, the documents, the watchability. PrisonPlanet.tv is a giant archive now of 7+ years of my radio show. 3.5 years of the simulcast via TV of the radio show, higher quality podcast, expanded extras that aren't on the DVDs, my book, Paul Watson's book, the films are posted there first. Everything is at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also, before we would have technical stuff when everybody hit a new release or right when the show started every day, we've upgraded the servers, higher quality streams, right at high def with the videos. We could have them high def, but a lot of people don't have to download that long. But we're going to be offering a true high def feature very soon. Just the rendering time takes days sometimes. But the point is PrisonPlanet.tv gets better and better, and your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv makes what we do here possible. So I want to thank everybody that does pay the 15 cents a day or $5.95 a month, or you can get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. It is the PrisonPlanet.tv members that finance so much of what we're doing, and I want to thank you all for your support over the years. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you haven't tried it out, it takes about a minute to sign up, and we let 6 different IP addresses, or not even IP addresses, it's done by the code, by your username and passcode, 6 different people can use the same username and passcode simultaneously. Now, if you give it out to more than that and 6 people get on it at once, then you need to go in and change your username and passcode and give it back to your friends and tell them don't give that out to more than a few people. And believe me, I give it out to free for everybody. If we just had some unlimited spigot of bandwidth and money, we'd do it. But again, PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, here is the trailer. And this isn't going to be the official name. I haven't figured out the name. I can't figure out names that truly telegraph the mass murderer program of these globalists. And just how they're totally greedy. They want to kill the majority of us so the earth can be theirs, but they also enjoy it. They enjoy it. I mean, Khan reportedly trying to rape women is terrible. But, I mean, compared to the dungeons with little kids they love torturing, I mean, these people have to be defeated. They're trying to build this black uniform New World Order to have their way with us. They're trying to sell torture as good so they can turn our farm boys into torturing demons like them. We've got to stand up against this. We've got to repent for the 50-plus million abortions. We've got to repent for all the millions we've killed in these fake wars. We've got to say this New World Order isn't ours and realize all these psychopathic liars in three-piece suits, most of them, you know, have got their mistresses, male and female, And that's one thing. Just shows how decadent they are. Strauss-Kahn, $3,000 a night hotel. Seats frozen on all the French Airways, you know, aircraft flying with taxpayer money. You pay into the IMF, folks. That's taxpayer paid for. Well, he talks about the starving and how he wants a tax on the middle class of America to pay for the starving. And then they get the IMF World Bank Copenhagen plan to a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it has almost doubled. Right at double the amount of taxes under carbon taxes on the third world as on the West. But they thought they'd fool the third world into getting behind it saying, hey, rob the middle class in Europe and America. These globalists are waging war against everyone. All right, I said I'd get into the attacks on sovereign citizens. And we do have one of the people interviewed, Alfred Adass, joining us tomorrow via video Skype. Very well-spoken guy. And he's just sick of the New World Order. And if you stand up to the globalist criminality and say, I'm out of your system, they say, we're coming after you. Unless you're an illegal alien, then you're above the law because you're an important part of the New World Order. But I wanted to play this trailer for Webster Tarpley and the elite's plan for global extermination. And, folks, there's so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, I can't even describe everything that's there. It's so good. The amount of work, the research on any subject. You can download it, burn it to disk, give it to your friends and family. I mean, please, get it on Access TV. I get calls all the time saying, can I download stuff off PrisonPlanet.tv? Yes, if it's my films, you can. We've been contacted by folks, you know, who've made a lot of other films and authorized us to post it on PrisonPlanet.tv. And you're not authorized to download their stuff off our site and then, you know, burn it to disk or whatever or air it on Access Television. But if it's my films or our production work, you see Infowars.com on it, I'm not giving you authorization. I'm licking your boots. Okay, I'm begging you to. People send me emails and say, can I make an Infowars sticker and put it on my car? Since when are we so timid? I mean, of course you can. I mean, you could make a bumper sticker for Coca-Cola and put it on your car if you wanted to. Do whatever you want. Make your own Infowars.com t-shirts. I mean, and sell them. I don't care, folks. I'm here to defeat the globalists, okay? What I don't put up with, though, is people online masquerading as if they're us. That I will not put up with. People start sites, say they're us, and then operate in that way. That makes me hopping mad. As long as you have on there that that you're not us, I'm happy with whatever. The point is, there is a cornucopia, an armory, a treasury of information at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's get it out to everybody. Okay, I'm going to shut up because I got to get to these video clips. Here is the trailer for Webster Tarpley and the elite's plan for global extermination. It's up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube, the trailer, also at Infowars.com. Help us get this out to everybody. Here it is.
John P. Holdren is the resident science czar of the Obama White House. Holdren says that the optimum world population is 1 billion. The implications of his belief structure and his world outlook are genocide. This is a book called Ecoscience. This is a cookbook for the extermination of humanity. To provide a high quality of life for all, there must be fewer people, says Holdren. He says you could do this by putting chemicals in food and water. He wants to have licenses for birth. What happens to people that are born illegitimately, meaning without a birth permit? Compulsory abortion. Think about that. He even writes about infanticide. In order to enforce this, he talks about a supranational monstrosity that he calls a planetary regime. This means a world empire, a supranational one-world government that would attempt to control all details of human life. This is an ultra-Hitlerian genocidalist who's today operating out of the White House in Washington, D.C., and it's time to kick him out.
Oh, it's powerful. Oh, man. I was supposed to go home the other night and eat dinner, and the phone was off, and my wife was ringing and ringing, and I sat in there for an hour and a half watching what Jacobson's put together. And the trailer doesn't even do it justice. I could not stop watching it. Even though I've read most of Ecoscience and these other documents and knew it, the way Tarpley laid it all out in the history of Malthus and their whole, this is the globalist philosophy. Why shouldn't they rape women in hotel rooms or kidnap little kids? They think we're cockroaches that are there to serve them. They believe it's their right to kill us because they're in control. I'm telling you, folks, good people have got to grow up. Look, I know why a lot of you don't believe this stuff or won't check it out. It's because you can't believe people are like this. You can't believe Nero dressed up in werewolf outfits and killed people publicly, biting their throats out. It's on record, mainline Roman history. Caligula that came after him, married his horse and made it the head of the Senate and basically worshipped its droppings. I mean, you can't make this up. The Aztecs cutting little kids' hearts out. I mean, I could go on for hours here. Every culture, at the end of the day, demands people hand their kids over for the priest class to murder them and rape them. Oh, that went on all these places, too. I mean, what you get is child-murdering rapists that like to dress up as demons and bite chunks out of people, run things, okay? When societies allow it, and societies always fall once the vampires get control. The vampires start taking control, the society starts getting sick, the vampires take control of the culture, they sell their murderous death and stink as something good, and then things fall apart, and finally, we haul the vampires out in the full light of day. That's a metaphor. And they burst into flames, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, why couldn't I see it before? Why didn't I do something about them before? I don't like bullies. I don't like thugs. I don't like scum. And I love flowers. I love the soil. I love the stars. I love the moon. I love that cool springtime breeze in the morning. I love jumping into the lake at about 6 a.m. before the sun even comes up and swimming a mile. I love watching the fish from around beneath me. I just can't believe the incredible birthright we've been given to live on this beautiful planet and to enjoy all of these incredible blessings. And I see all these unhappy people that do not appreciate the food we've got and the success and the shelter. And because we have had all our basic needs satiated on the surface, people have forgotten what's really valuable and what created all the wealth, the basic rights, the basic hard-earned liberties. And I just love life. I love beauty. I love good things. I want to protect beauty. I want to protect innocence. And anytime I get a little afraid, or not even afraid, selfish, I'm like, man, I want to keep living. I want to keep enjoying this beautiful creation. I want to, you know, continue. I think about all the generations that are coming after me and my own children. They deserve to not be enslaved by these pot-bellied demons, by these Dominique Strauss-Kahns. And I just think, wow, it is an honor. It is an honor. I almost have ancestral flashback instinctive memories to a horde, an enemy running over the hill to come down into our village and take my wife and children and my family as slaves, and I'm going to gut up, and I'm going to fight these people, and I'm going to fight them as hard as I can to drive them off, and if I die in the process, so what? That's what I'm supposed to do. Nothing. The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, and I am fighting in the info war. But they imprison me, they torture me, whatever. They destroy me, whatever. Whatever. I mean, I'm not even worried about it. It is a blessing. This is good. I mean, whatever's in God's plan. These are people that take little kids into UN dungeons. They're constantly being caught and torture little kids. They've got to be dealt with. And all you cops and bureaucrats that say I'm a conspiracy theorist because you don't want to face the reality and the fact of what's covered in Paul Watson's article, Globalists Like to Rape Women as Well as Nations. You go read how there's official lobbyists for DynCorp and Halliburton for child kidnapping operations. I mean, that's who you work for. You work for people, and by going along with this system and supporting the system, you support these people so they can sit there and rip with pliers the eyeballs out of two-year-olds, okay? Because they like it. Let's start getting to the 60 Minutes clip, and then I'll come back and comment on it. Here's their demonization piece last night. If you don't just let Dominique Strauss-Kahn rape you and give him diplomatic immunity, you are an evil sovereign citizen. Here we go.
What is a sovereign citizen?
Sovereign citizen, in its simplest form, believes that he is above the law.
J.J. McNabb has been studying sovereign citizens for a decade. She's testified before Congress and is writing a book about the movement.
He has a twisted sense of history, and he thinks that people who lived in the 18th century were free of all legal constraints, and they want to return to that time now.
Jerry and Joe Kane were part of an anti-government movement whose roots date back to the racist Posse Comitatus of the 1970s and the Montana Freeman of the 90s. Convicted Oklahoma City bomber Terry Nichols was a sovereign citizen. And tax filings by actor Wesley Snipes, convicted of tax evasion in 2008, include numerous examples of sovereign language.
Average sovereign citizen.
That's enough.
Today
hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. We'll come back and play a little bit more of the whole thing's up on Infowars.com. You got to love that. They believe there was this freedom 100 years ago, 200 years ago. There wasn't an income tax till 1913. The general public was exempt except for the top 1% until 1951. In Kennedy's day, we paid roughly half of what we pay today. The income tax, 100% goes to finance the debt to the private bankers, who themselves are exempt internationally with all these tax write-offs they write. We built the country without all this. And yes, we are losing many of our freedoms. And we know history. You don't. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow, and I've got a little bit more of the clip I want to play here. But sovereign citizens run the gamut, from people calling themselves sovereign citizens that have got mullets that are 18 feet long and are, you know, saying that anybody who isn't white is the devil, to black groups saying that. There's black sovereign groups that say whites are the devil. So you've got that group. I'd say maybe 10% of the sovereign citizen movement, and believe me, I've been in this 17 years, really 19 years total, but on air almost 17 years. I've studied it. I've looked at it. 90% are constitutional lawyers, serious people. We're going to have later this week really the founder of what you could call the modern sovereign citizen movement, Red Beckman, who explains government is not above you. The government gets its power from the people. Declaration of Independence, jury nullification. The feds teach jury nullification is basically illegal. Jury nullification is talked about by the founding fathers and in Supreme Court cases, even in the last few decades. So they teach you, you will follow whatever government says. We're allowed to torture, but that's against the law. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. We're allowed to stick our hands down your pants. Well, no, you're not. Shut up, conspiracy theorist, sovereign citizen. And in this piece, they show somebody in a shootout with the cops, and it cuts to the cop going, if we'd have known they were sovereign citizens, those cops would still be alive, saying they've got to track everybody that wants to end the Fed, track everybody that wants to get America back. Sure, there are nuts out there. They're going to, get into any movement. But the point is, they want to freak cops out. And when you get the documents, over 90% of it is all about sovereign citizens. But then they lump people into the more extreme sovereign citizens who are just mainline Ron Paul supporters or get us out of the UN. Then the feds bomb Oklahoma City to then try to tie the whole movement to that. And that's on record. So this is how they're operating. They infiltrate our groups, try to radicalize us. They do all of this. And they go on to talk about paper terrorism. Well, people are having their farm, their ranch taken, so the city of Austin can pay some billionaire, hundreds of millions to build a Formula One racetrack. Or they're taking your house for property taxes. You can't pay for it. And you desperately try to go file some stuff, and then they arrest you, calling it paper terrorism. And she goes on in the piece to admit, well, a lot of them are people going bankrupt or homeless. Well, yeah, you push people all the way over the edge. Now all they got's a van. They go and mow lawns. I mean, I know a lot of these sovereign citizens. They live in their van. They read their Bible. They go to church. And they're just sitting there waiting for the Antichrist forces to come. And cops come and say, we're going to search your van. And the guy's like, I'm legally parked here at this campground. Just let me live. And the cops, take him to jail two or three times, confiscate everything they got. Finally, they just go, next time they come, Lord Jesus, I'm preparing to fight back against the devil forces. I mean, you got some old man just wanting to be left alone somewhere, and finally they can't be pushed anymore. A lot of these people are veterans. You get these jackbooted, shaved head, steroid head, young punk cops pushing some old man to the edge. You're going to get bit sometimes. While the illegal aliens are running around like wild all around you, above the law, you're told, leave them alone. Harass these people that have been pushed to the edge. Look, I don't have some macho hair, in me wanting to have war with a bunch of steroid heads. You're a bunch of idiots. I'd rather wake up on average. Okay? You work for people like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Get that through your head. We have a criminal government. It's illegitimate. And I don't have time to play the rest of the clip. It's up on Infowars.com under the headline, CBS demonizes constitutionalists. And I've seen a lot of TV shows like this right now. They're getting ready to segue off of Al-Qaeda to white Al-Qaeda. And they put out reports that the militia works with Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, the militias disappeared after 9/11 because most of them went out and put stickers on their cars saying, Al-Qaeda hunting licenses. The average militia person is about as patriotic as you're going to get. Working with Al-Qaeda? No, that's the CIA. Retransmission starts now with Key Intel and the Child Rapers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.